CliffCentral.com.
Hey, George Meany, how are you?
Hey, Gareth, how are you?
Good, good, good. You're wearing good. The sunglasses. Where are you today?
Well, the sun's shining directly in my face, so I'm not trying to be cool.
I thought you were trying to be cool. Not that you try. You are cool.
You are.
How many people do we know who are CEO of a major South African company? They're also a pilot. They also know everything about cars. I mean, how could you not be cool?
Well, thanks, Gareth. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep these on for the moment, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course. Go ahead.
Why is everyone else gone?
It's nothing you did. Don't worry. We're still here.
We're just looking. We're watching you. Go ahead, George.
I don't like looking at myself, but
There he is. There's George Meany, everybody.
There we go.
This morning?
Well, coming to you from my hangar, because I'm going to go fly just now, windsock is flat. It is.
That means it's the best conditions for flying, especially in the morning. That's terrific.
George, when you looked outside, I did too, as if I was going to see a windsock.
There's the windsock behind me. Don't know if you can see it, but it is flat.
Wow, very flaccid.
So I'm gonna go and fly that just now.
What, the windsock?
Not the windsock. Pain. You banana. So you might hear airplanes going past every now and again, like the one that's busy taking off now. So sorry about that.
Sorry. Okay. Please excuse Leanne, George.
Well, I'm going to fly the windsock like a broom.
Yeah. You're playing Quidditch.
Well, Leanne sometimes flies her broom, but usually only late at night, and she uses it to kidnap children that aren't good.
The number's 2001.
The one, yeah.
Yes.
And numbers 2020.
Yeah.
Anyway, onto car news, Gareth. In America, no doubt, in a trucker by the name of Rod Drury, I don't know if I think the name Drury,
right.
Pulled up to what looked like a wrecked camper van along the side of a road on the Malad Gorge Bridge in southern Idaho on Monday afternoon. The Malad Gorge Bridge. There was this camper van on its side, and so he got out of his car and took a look, and there was the car that was towing the camper van dangling off the edge of the bridge by its towage.
Shit.
Inside the car were a 67-year-old driver and his 64-year-old wife. Stuck inside the car, dangling off the edge of the bridge, hooked only by the tow hitch to the camper van.
Oh my lord!
How did
imagine
they
being fall? Stuck there? Well, for the apparently the tow hitch pulled the entire car's axle almost off the car, but didn't detach. So the car was dangling by the tow hitch, and the camper van was so big that it couldn't go over the edge. The camper van effectively saved this couple's life. And how do you post a comment? I want to put the link in this description for you, because you've got this new platform, which I must say is very cool. It's much cooler than the previous one.
You just post a comment like you usually would on the previous one. Just go to comments and type it in.
I don't see that either.
Like this, George. There we go. I've just put it up now.
There we go.
See that?
Hundreds.
There it is.
there's the link and the photograph, and you can see this camper van was about 2-3 times bigger than the car itself.
Right.
But imagine dangling inside a car at the age of 67 with 50, 60, 100 meters below you. Not knowing if you're going to get out. And so the rescue services came along, tied the car to the edge of the bridge so that it wouldn't fall, and then they rappelled and rescued the elderly couple with the harnesses and ropes.
Oh, my word.
Horrible.
And then
before you carry on, we're getting lots of comments from people who are saying how great you look. Look at this one. This is from Tracy. She says, you look very Terminator T-9000-esque. Janet says, George is looking fly, which is hilarious because you are actually flying later today. Andre saying, the FBI is on your show. No, lots of people. George, a question from Andre. Why is it called a hangar if the plane is on the ground?
Well, Andre, it is spelt different to the hangar that you hang clothes on. It's actually H-A-N-G-A-R. A lot of people get that wrong.
It's a hangar.
That's right, Jan.
And maybe it's where the planes hang out. So. Yeah. That was cheesy. That was really cheesy.
All right, sorry, I interrupted you. Carry on.
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for the compliments anyway. South African roads are now officially the most dangerous place in the world.
Oh, yeah?
A new study by an organization called Zootobi factored in criteria like road deaths, wearing seatbelts, alcohol laws, etc., and did this with a number of countries around the world. And out of a score of 10, South Africa scored the worst at 3.23, with Thailand coming in second worst at.
You know what, George? This is not something we want to win, frankly. This is not a good thing to be winners for.
Mm.
We're the worst.
Well, we're the worst. I don't think that's a win. I think that's bad. United States came third at a score of 5.09 out of 10. And Argentina got 5.1 out of 10. Now, that, one of the factors that caused America to be, you know, third worst in the world was because of their very relaxed drunk driving rules of their roads. They've got a very high blood alcohol limit. Apparently.
Okay. That's interesting. And so that's made it worse for people, not better.
Yes, it's made it worse for the score. So they come in third worst in the world.
Do you have any comments on drunk driving, since it was something you used to do a lot during your drinking years?
Yeah, not something that I'm proud of. But where is this place again? Asking for a friend. Her name is Me Ann Lol.
Me Ann
Lol. George, is that the country with the highest tolerance for blood alcohol?
What, America? I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder which country. Are there any countries that don't have a limit? You can drive. I mean, Russia strikes me as the kind of place where you could probably get a bottle of vodka and the cops would pull you over and go, why don't you have second bottle? Where is second bottle? This is very unsafe.
What if you run out?
It is possible of you. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's any countries with no limit. And one of the factors that got us to the worst place is effectively our unacceptable drunk driving rate and the effect on death. Apparently, 57% of road or fatalities on our roads are related to alcohol or have alcohol involved. So that was one of the things that caused us to score the worst in this particular study.
All right. We can't. That's something we can't be proud of. I'm sorry. No matter how hard we try.
We need to do something. I mean, it's one thing having an alcohol ban or a zero tolerance on drunk driving, but it's another thing policing these things. I mean, we've seen it with things like ETOLs, other bans. It's hard to police things. So we can make whatever rules we want. Policing it is, I think, where the secret lies.
Well, apparently, Burkina Faso, which is here in Africa, it's a smallish country just north of Ghana. Apparently, in Burkina Faso, there are 16 million people who live there. Every single one of those people over the legal drinking age is allowed to get as smashed as they want and then hop into a car and drive about as they please.
Is that the country that has no limits?
No limits. No limits. You reach for the sky. The valley to No, mountain too high.
So you'll be in a valley too deep at that rate.
So apparently in Burkina Faso, drinking and driving is perfectly legal. You have to be pretty smashed to actually want to drive there because the country has 12,000 kilometers of highway, of which a mere 2,000 kilometers is actually tar. The rest is like dirt road.
A dirt road highway.
Yes, exactly. So there we go. In case you – Burkina Faso, put that on your list of places to visit, Leanne.
Burkina Faso. There we go. Mm. Yeah. And then Tesla. Tesla's Elon Musk. Everybody knows Elon Musk. You know, they have to do these SEC filings from time to time because they're, you know, public company. The CEO and CFO have to give themselves a title. Now, usually CEOs give themselves the title of CEO and CFO give themselves the title of CFO. Not in the latest SEC filing by Tesla, because Elon Musk crowned himself Techno King.
Techno King. Okay.
Is he referring to the type of dance music?
I don't know, because when I've seen him on stage, he doesn't look like he can dance much.
No.
But here's a funnier thing, and that is the chief financial officer, Tesla's chief financial officer in the SEC filing, gave himself the title of Master of Coin.
Okay.
Which I thought was quite funny.
I like that. I think that's really cool. Why not change it? Like Sia, for example, for the longest time was Sia's official designation was president of the Cliff Central Youth League, which I thought was cool.
Yes.
But we haven't been big on titles. So I think maybe we need to reevaluate and come up with some cool, interesting and creative titles for people.
I think the world is too title fixated. Titles don't infer leadership. They just don't. And people are too fixated on them.
I like
But they do assist with looking down on people, George. That's the thing.
Sia's only bad interested in looking down on people, yeah.
Very important. Yeah. Well, my email signature actually is just very, very simple. It's I'm better than you.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's a coffee cup that I want to get you when you get your pilot's license here. One I saw a little while ago. I haven't got it because I like to try and collect very cool coffee cups with pilot sayings on it. And this particular one said, "A pilot's looking down on people since 1894."
Perfect. Delightful.
All right. What else you got for us, George?
Well, a bank robber, obviously in the US of A, rented a car, a BMW as a matter of fact, rented a car and went and did a bank robbery or a bank heist. But the funny thing is he used old school methods. He walked into the bank. Obviously, you know, everybody's wearing masks and you know, it's hard to recognize people. Walked into the bank with a paper bag from a fast food business, with a paper bag and a pellet gun. Sprayed black to look like a real gun and held up the bank teller, passed her a note and said, this is an effing robbery. Pay me or you will die. I want $10,000 in $50 bills and $100 bills. And you have 1 minute to do it. He walked out of the bank with the money. On returning the BMW, so he rented this BMW. On returning the BMW, he wanted to buy the BMW from the dealership and started flaunting his money around. But by that time, the cops had already put out a description of this gentleman and the car he was driving, and the dealership promptly called the police and he was arrested.
So he stole what, $10,000, and he would that buy a BMW?
Well, $10,000 is probably about $160,000.
Maybe he got just exactly how much he needed for a BMW for that BMW.
For that particular BMW. So
it's all he wanted.
So the silly banana got arrested and now will serve apparently a 20-year sentence in jail. for the maximum duration for the charges. 20 years.
Not worth it.
For $10,000, not worth it. And then finally, the Audi's CEO says that they will be ceasing internal combustion engine development, and they will be making no more new engines. So they will still be assembling ICE vehicles or internal combustion engine vehicles, but they won't be doing any more development on ICE vehicles.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's interesting because a lot of companies are starting to say this. So it means electric cars are definitely going to take over, and it's just a matter of time. Eventually, you're not going to be able to buy these internal combustion engine cars, not on the assembly line like you are now. They'll be collector's items.
Exactly.
All right, very good. A couple of comments. Basitsana says that Burkina Faso is a shithole country, so don't even bother if you want to go there and drive drunk because you won't find a car or a highway. She says that her title used to be conversation architect at the company that she was at. How cool is that?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Like that? Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tracy says she met someone who was a creative director, probably at an ad agency or something. On her business card, it read Creative Goddess. That's awesome.
Very nice.
Well, we make part of our people's title that create content in our business. We make part of their title the word creator.
Mm.
So that so that their title kind of describes what they do.
Okay. CliffCentral.com.